you've still chosen to obey and not say, well, God, it's not fair or whatever. And I just love to see your smile as you say, you know what? God is still good.
One, two.
Good morning and welcome to our Gifts and Go Spotlight. I am here today with two wonderful people that I just met, David and Nabila. They are doing some incredible things and I can't wait to talk with them and find out more about what they're raising funds for and how they're shining brightly in this world. So welcome, David and Nabila. I'm so
Thank
glad
you.
To have you joining me.
Thank you so much
for your warm welcome.
So why don't we just jump right in? So I see you have a campaign on Give, Send, Go. What is it for? Why was it started?
I'll jump in to start with. When I noticed what Nabila was doing, and she has a lot of testimonies and videos on her Facebook page, I was motivated to start a fundraiser for her. It looked like she was doing a very good work. They're reaching out to particularly the children in the area of Pakistan where she lives. And she has her whole family as a team, three sons and her husband. And they all get to get on top of one motorcycle and visit villages roundabout. Sometimes she will, together they'll drive for as much as 3 hours to get to their destination and then have a lot of meetings with the people and then do 3 hours back. Once in a while, they'll stay overnight or maybe 2 days. So, but even before I learned about the motorcycle, I noticed that she was doing a wonderful work there of feeding children and teaching them. And her husband is part of the team as well as the children. So it looked like a very worthy cause, one that it was deserving of some funding, crowdsourcing, if you would call it that. So that was my motivation. And then as we chatted in Facebook I got to know more about who she is and what she does, I was even more motivated to see if we could let others participate in this very worthy cause. And Nabila, I turn it over to you now.
Nabila, how long have you been doing what you're doing? How long have you decided to step in when you saw this need?
Oh, okay. I was starting at 2005. Then I started to a school. That name is Sky Pakistan. And I was a teacher at there for 8 years. Also, I was a Sunday school teacher there. And after that, in 2017, I left that school also because of some reasons, because I lost my daughter. And after that, I joined the Mother Teresa's, you know. Then I served them, the children. There was disabled children also. And I was a teacher also that in their, you know, branch. I teach them and I work there. For 4 years. After that, I just realized that I want to, during that job, I want to do something for the children and also for a ministry. And I was started my ministry there. And for Sunday school and also prayer meeting with women. Also, I was trying to, I thought I want to encourage the women and also children. You know, including orphans and also by helping their needs. And just like that, a little bit what I can do.
In Pakistan, what is the religion of, is there a major religion of Pakistan?
Yeah, here is a lot of Christians also. And it's a Islamic country, you know that.
Yes. So you've started working with children, and it sounds like women and your family has really stepped in. And we have a campaign that was started by David because David saw you and what you were doing. And he said, I want to be a part of that. That's what we love about Give, Send, Go, is that we allow people to see something that they want to be a part of and be able to start fundraising. And David did that. He saw you on, I think, social media, he said, and was like, wow, I want to be a part of this in any way that I can. I might not be able to travel to Pakistan right now, but I can help. And so he started a campaign and it's going to be across the bottom of your screen. It's givesendgo.com/G3FBD. Boy, dog, BD at the end, G3FBD. It's across the bottom of your screen. I recommend you going to this campaign. If you are watching, you can find out a little bit more about what Nabila is doing. And so David, how did you find Give, Send, Go? Have you ever crowdfunded before? What made you choose Give, Send, Go to raise funds?
Well, I think I first heard about you in through Flashpoint. I've noticed that there were some, you know, highly publicized news items where other people were declining to do, like GoFund, the other major funding source was declining to allow crowdsourcing for a certain person that was asking for legal help. And I felt that he was quite justified in asking, inviting people to help him. And GiveSendGo agreed to help him. And I thought that was all for the good. That kind of led me to find out, investigate a little bit more about Give, Send, Go, or what the motivation for the founding of the company was, and how it's being run. And the more I learn about Give, Send, Go, the more I want to be a part of it.
Well, you know, our whole mission statement here is at Give, Send, Go, even though we are just, you know, a fundraising site, our whole mission statement, if you were to ask any of our employees, is to share the hope of Jesus through crowdfunding.
Amen.
You don't have to be a Christian to be on our platform, but we are going to share the hope of Jesus to you if you come to our platform. And it sounds like, Nabila, you're doing the same thing in Pakistan. You're saying, I'm going to go and meet the physical needs of people, and then I'm going to share the hope of Jesus with them. And that's what Jesus did. He came, he healed people, he met them where they were, and then he took care of their physical needs and then shared some hope with him that he was the light of the world. And what an exciting thing that we're able to also do that with you, David, finding something and saying, listen, I might not be able to go right now, but I'm going to do something. And then Nabila, you on the ground saying, my whole family is going to live our lives and surrender to what God has us do. I think that is just incredible. And that's why these spotlights are so fun, because I get to hear, you know, so often I'm at my computer all day working, doing the Give, Send, Go stuff. To be able to hear how God is working through other people around the world is really, really encouraging, because the news wants to tell us it's all bad news, right? But it's not all bad news. Look at the difference each one of you are making.
Hello.
Hi, this is Claire. I'm a Give, Send, Go prayer partner, and I just called to see how I could be praying for you.
Did you know Give, Send, Go has a team of prayer partners solely dedicated to calling each and every campaign owner on our site to pray for them and their endeavors? That's because here at Give, Send, Go, we believe that prayer changes things.
Well, thank you so much. I needed to hear that today.
We could all use a little hope.
To receive a call from one of our prayer partners, go to www.givesendgo.com to start your campaign today.
How do you want to expand? You know, if money starts coming into this campaign, what will that money be used for? How will it expand your ministry?
Oh, yes. The most of the important thing is that I want to build on an orphanage for the children. And also I want to provide, free of cost education system to the children. And like that, to women's, I want to start a switch center. They can trained up by them, the teachers, and also they can train to earn by dignity.
Wow, so you have a lot of dreams for your family in an orphanage. You want to have an orphanage, continue schooling and reaching the families. Do you have any stories that you could tell us of somebody that maybe that you were able to reach and give to, that their life is being changed because of what you do? I know this wasn't one of the questions.
Yeah, I know. Yes, I can tell them more because during my last sunbirth, I was really sick. You know that God sent me again my son. I got back again. And it is a very big testimony in my life. You know that. And during this, before his birth, I got a dream. And I saw that one, you know, foreigner, and I am hearing that, I am looking at him, and he was praying on me. And he said, you have to start, you have to do something, you have to make, you know, bread, and you do. I know you do. I know you can do. And I said, no, I can't do because I am not well. And he said, no, you can do. I am giving you blessing. And you can do, and I want to bless your child, and when he will deliver, your life will be changed. And you know that I didn't realize that before it, but after his birth, something is happening. It was very strange. My son was just he stopped breathing. And he was admitting in a hospital. After that, my life was changed after praying that God sent me back.
That is awesome. Because I think you mentioned earlier on about losing a daughter. And yes. I just can only imagine how painful going yes. through something like that is. But yet, instead of just living in that hopelessness and that sadness and all yes. those things that come with losing a child, they God is still, you've still chosen to obey and not say, well, God, it's not fair or whatever. And I just love to see yes. your smile as you say, you know what? God is still good, right?
Yeah, yeah, he is. Yes.
Yes. Well, we are so thankful that both of you, David and Nabila, that you both have listened to God and have stepped out of your comfort zone to do his calling on your life. If you want to give to this campaign, I would go to givesango.com, G3FBD. Again, it's across the bottom of the screen. I encourage you to give to this ministry, to give to people on the ground. If you can't go right now, I know with a lot of the COVID stuff and travel is a little harder. If you can't go, I recommend coming and giving to this worthy cause where you can be a part of pouring into people's lives through Nabila and David. And so thank you guys for joining me today. We will be sharing this and letting people know. Is there any specific prayer requests that we can have people praying for either one of you?
Praise the Lord. Yes, I would pray for the health of Nabila's family, and also that she would be given the clear direction by the Holy Spirit to go forth exactly as he is intending, showing her even step by step how to reach people and give glory to God and lead them to know the gospel of Jesus Christ and to come into the full walk with him that he desires for all of us.
Yes. So if we have prayer warriors watching this right now, let's be praying for protection and strength and wisdom for Nabila and her family as she continues to walk this out. Again, visit her campaign at givesango.com/G3FBD. You can give there, you can share and let other people know, and you can also send prayer notes. We have a pray now button where you can send notes of encouragement and prayer, even if you can't give at the moment. We know that the Bible says that God bends his ear to listen to us. And that's why we cry out, because he wants to listen to us. And so we say, take advantage of that. Pray now, let people know that you are lifting them up in prayer as well. So thank you, David and Abila, for coming on today. Any last words, any last minute things you want to say, anything you want people who might be watching to hear?
I'll just, as a point of information, say that for 2 years or more, Nabila was a teacher with the Saint Teresa's charity group there in Pakistan, where she works, and she has used her teaching ability in her independent ministry now, and she has a number of videos on her Facebook page of where she's teaching the children, and you can see from the interaction how well the children are joining in and participating. So recommend you do that. She also has a video where she is, all five of her family members are riding on a motorcycle together. It's really amazing. That's on her Facebook page as well. So there's a lot of resources there to find out what she's doing and see it with your own eyes.
Nabila, any last words?
Yeah, I just can say I am really very thankful to God for being blessing you both. You all guys are amazing. You are sent by God, and I am really blessed to got you.
Well, thank you everybody for watching today's episode of Shine Brightly, our Give, Send, Go podcast, where we feature people all around the world that are stepping out to shine brightly. So thank you again, David and Nabila, for joining us. We will be in touch. We want to hear, as this grows, as God continues to bless your ministry, we want to hear emails and we want to see what God is doing, because we're so blessed to be even just a little part of what's happening with you. Thank you guys. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Keep on doing God's work.
Thank you so much. And you do the same. I know you will.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to Shine Brightly and hearing about the wonderful things God is doing through people all around the world. Do you or someone you know have a Give, Send, Go campaign you'd like featured in one of our Spotlight episodes? If the answer is yes, fill out the form linked in this episode's description, or head on over to our Gab or Facebook pages and fill out the form pinned at the top of the page. Once your form is submitted, your campaign will be considered for this amazing opportunity to be interviewed by one of the co-founders of Give, Send, Go to discuss and spread the word about your campaign. Keep shining brightly.